Blog Talk Radio.
I can't help it when I look at you. Nothing but American dream.
Welcome back to Mentoring Monday. I'm Rick Tokini. This show is presented by Gracefully Yours Greeting Cards, and our special guest is Dave Tower from Men of Iron, and we have become great fans of Men of Iron. They believe that men are distinctively called to be godly leaders in their families, their churches, and their communities, and their ministry is focused on leadership and strength because iron sharpens iron. Dave, welcome to our program.
Thank you for having me, Rick.
You bet. Share with our listening audience a little bit about your own career and faith journey, if you can.
Yeah, certainly. It's interesting. My dad actually, the year that I was born, started a metal fabrication company. And growing up, I was involved in the business and saw what all he was doing. And I went to college to kind of get involved there. And I worked in that industry in the corporate world for 10 years for the family business. I was kind of working my way up through, and I was loving every bit of it. I was in a place where I could, you know, really share my faith with those around me, even in a corporate setting. And I felt like God was calling me there kind of for the long haul, really enjoying it. And then Men of Iron and our Strong 27 ministry came to the church that I attend. And we have a one-on-one discipleship ministry. And I started working with another man, discipling another guy that was about 10 years younger than me. And it was really crazy. I mean, you know, you look at God's calling in your life and it comes in many forms and it gets revealed in many different ways. But as soon as I started mentoring another guy one-on-one, God really just grabbed my heart and made it pretty clear from that time on that he wanted me to go into full-time ministry. And so it was a little bit of a transition. It took about a year and a half from there until I got into full-time ministry. But it was definitely a wild transition.
Wow, that is a great journey. And it's one where you probably have grown as much as your protégés have grown. And from your perspective, Dave, what do you think makes a great mentor?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, part of what I love about the one-on-one mentoring is you're right. You think of the protege as the guy that's growing and that spiritually is really taking those leaps and bounds. But as Proverbs 27:17 says, it's as iron sharpens iron. And I've found that I benefit every bit from being a mentor as much as the protege is. And part of the funniest thing is some of the mentors, when you approach them about, hey, are you willing to mentor another man? A lot of the time the response is like, why me? Am I equipped to do it? And part of what I've found is that those are oftentimes the best mentors. They're the mentors that have the humility and that are able to say, hey, look, I don't have it all together. But I do believe that God has equipped every one of us to invest in another man and to be willing to say, God, you've given me enough tools and you've equipped me to at least in some way be able to invest in another man. And the humility component of it is really a big part in being willing to listen and say, God, I don't have this all together, but I know that you can speak through me to help build into another man.
Thanks for sharing that. I want to get your opinion, Dave, on an equation that we have developed here within our Mentoring Monday team, and it's E plus SV plus A equals T, and it stands for empathy plus shared values plus accountability equal trust over time. What do you think about that, and especially about the word empathy?
Your timing is dead on for this. This is something my wife and I were actually just talking about here last week, and I know just to kind of be vulnerable and speak personally here is that empathy is one of my weaknesses, and I think oftentimes for men, it tends to be a weakness of men. You know, it's interesting. I have a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 6-year-old. And I find that too often I'm saying to them, like, hey, you can do it, or I'm encouraging them, or in many cases, you know, that comes along with, hey, this is something we need to do, as opposed to being willing to be empathetic and say to them, hey, I understand that there's struggles here. And it's really, empathy is one of my wife's strong points, and it's something that I'm realizing that I need to work on. And especially when you look at it within our ministry, if there isn't some type of empathy coming from the mentors, it's going to be a little bit harder to really be able to relate. I think being empathetic is one of the ways that you can really connect with, in our line of work, we call them proteges. But to be able to be empathetic first and say, hey, I understand where you are. I understand where you're coming from. To be able to say things like, I see how that must be hard, or that must be a difficult situation. And to be able to meet them where they are with that empathy is going to go a long way to helping them to achieve their goals and to be able to go forward instead of just kind of that hardline stance of, hey, you just need to do this. You know, we don't want to just be telling them, hey, step up and do it, but we want to be able to find them where they are.
Yeah, thank you for that. It makes me wonder, and I don't want to cast judgment on all men, if women are blessed by God with perhaps more intuition and a whole lot more empathy than we are.
Yeah, and it's interesting when you look at that, and even when you look at what Jesus taught, so many of his strengths were what we would characterize as more a woman's characteristic, right? Love and compassion and things like that. And I think that too much male masculinity recently has been a subject of what does that really look like? And from a cultural standpoint, I honestly can't answer that. From a cultural standpoint, I don't know what empathy looks like. I don't know what masculinity looks like. I mean, even love and compassion is hard to define apart from Christ. What is that supposed to look like? And that's why I'm so thankful that Jesus died for us and that I have a personal relationship with him, because I know that all those things, empathy, masculinity, all those kind of topics that are a little bit harder to deal with, we can really take a look at, well, what did this mean in Jesus' life? You know, how did he show empathy? What was compassion like for him? And you can see there the true version of what manhood is. He served, he had humility, and he did it in such a way that he was leading, but he was leading by being a servant. He was leading by putting others first. And ultimately, he gave his life for each and every one of us. And I think for me, that's really where we can find the definition of masculinity and of some of these more characteristics that tend to be more often than not associated with women, but that Jesus calls us to exemplify.
Do you think, Dave, that when you worked for your dad's business, that you went through your own rites of passage from a young adult to becoming a man?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know that I had specifically thought of that before. I think that honestly, a lot of that came when I even transitioned out of the business, you know, out of the family business. I kind of grew up in high school. I started to feel like it's where I was being called. And my faith throughout college, I think college was an important time for me too, because that's where I got away from the house. I got away from, hey, this is what you were grown up with. And really it became my personal relationship with Christ after I got away from it for a year or two and realized that there wasn't joy away from Christ, or that there wasn't any long lasting joy away from Christ. And so I think a lot of it happened in college, that kind of transition to manhood, and certainly to making my relationship with Christ my own. But then also working in the family business, I think more than anything else professionally, taught me a lot, and I think that was a huge professional transition, and having kids played a big role in it. So I think my transition to manhood really was a process, from graduating high school through college to working at the family business. And then really the biggest thing, and I obviously have a long way to go still, but in that transition was transitioning away from the family business, transitioning away from kind of the comfort that I have known And that was really the final piece spiritually that, that pushed me from being a believer and following Christ, but really to becoming more radical. It's where I realized we're not just called to go to church on Sunday, and we're not just called to kind of half-heartedly follow Christ, but God calls us to worship him in all aspects of our life. And so I think that has been a huge part. You know, you can call it part of transitioning to manhood. It's really where I think that I transitioned the most spiritually into more biblically what Christ calls us to do. And I think a big part of that is being willing to invest in another guy. When I look at how is it that we can impact our society, our saying is that we believe that we have been called to change a culture, one man, one family, one church, and one community at a time. And so that's our vision as an organization. And I think a lot of that is helping younger men, guys that are in their probably, you know, late teens, 18, 19, and into starting their careers and starting their younger families into their 30s, making that transition. And it's not a one-time thing, but it's really working with men one-on-one from the age of 18 or so until 35 is really a critical point in a man's life.
I do too. I think it's the opposite of getting an MBA where there's a beginning and an end. And I think it parallels the practice of medical doctors because you have to practice your way into it. And it's like a refiner's fire. Final thing I want you to comment on today is a quote that we found from this Austrian poet named Rilke, R-I-L-K-E. And he said that the future enters into us in order to transform itself in us long before it happens. And I read that over the weekend, and I thought what that really means is that what lies ahead in us is already in us. And it takes mentors to kind of pull out the best and sometimes navigate us towards something that was already a blessing or a virtue inside of us. What do you think of that?
Yeah, amen. And I think that part of that is God has equipped us, right? If we have God living within us and he knows what is ahead of us, that's a huge part. And so if we're relying on God, if we're asking the Holy Spirit to transform us and to prepare us for the future, if we've got a guy walking alongside us, that's going to be a huge part and a huge component. I think that both of those are really required to have a guy help you step into that calling and into that future that is already inside of us, but really to have another man walk alongside you. I think that you nailed it there and that's a huge component of it.
Excellent. Well, Dave, tell our listeners about where they can find more information on Men of Iron and possibly start a chapter within their own community.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So the best way you can get information on us is it's pretty simple, www.menofiron.org. And you'll find everything on there. The main thing that we do is we have this one-on-one discipleship where we partner with churches and communities to help pair up mentors and proteges within the church and within the community. You can also email me. You can reach me at info@menofiron.org. And that's all over our website. That's over the menofiron.org. Or you can reach me directly at Dave, D-A-V-E, at menofiron.org. I'd be happy to catch up with you. I mean, one thing to note is we are not a match.com of mentors. So we don't have a group of mentors just waiting to mentor people. But we help mentors be equipped to find a guy to invest into. And same thing, if it's a protege that is looking for a mentor, we really help them get connected to their church. And that's how we work with churches. And then also, if you're a key leader in your community, or this is something that you think you can get a group together to set up a lot of these one-on-one discipleship pairings, we're looking for anyone that can get involved, either just one-on-one or to help us set up and equip and train many of these pairings to take place in your church or your community.
Excellent. Dave, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to hearing more from you guys. And thank you for making a difference in the lives of young men and men trying to take a new course in their life. We appreciate you guys.
Awesome. Thank you for the work you do too, Rick.
You bet. That was Dave Towers from Men of Iron, and we sure appreciate them being a part of our Mentoring Monday segment today. You can go to menofiron.org to find out more information. I'm Rick Tocchini. Join us again on Mentoring Monday, and as we always say, keep talking, but listen more intently. Have a good one.